Hi there, this is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, WoW's ambassador to humanity. And I will call myself some sort of follower and or worshiper of Tengri, the deity of sorts that is, let's just say, regarded highly in places like Outer Mongolia, for the reason that I believe he sent me messengers specifically to help me in my spiritual journey, which I'll get to later. But yes, Tengri. New line. So this is an introduction to my LGBTQ lawsuit. I've been the victim of attempted murder by LGBTQ activists and vampires. Yes, real vampires. I was illegally sent to Napa State Hospital after the kangaroo clerk, Jimmy James Kramer Kangaroo, probably a blood-drinking vampire too, and his criminal cohort, the subhuman white trash, ugly kike prostitute, Sarah Einhorn, that one penny crack whore, and she's not even worth a penny, not even a shaving of a penny. They had me sent to Napa State Hospital after they defamed me as incompetent, unanimously incompetent, even though I have well over $50 million in hard IP assets, intellectual property assets like TLD.com domain names, such as Wowls.com, and other ones like Israel.com, Israel.com, and others, just to name a few. I got tons of assets, but they ruled me unanimously incompetent, even when in other cases, they rule people split decisions. You can look it up. I have the detailed documentation on my site of how utterly corrupt and disgusting these people are. But this is an introduction to my lawsuit. It's going to be updated regularly over the course of the next few days and weeks. But I just want to give an audio introduction to this lawsuit against the LGBTQ community, which is, yes, a political tool of real life vampires to suppress political dissent and provide them with unlimited supplies of human blood. There is zero reason, zero justification to draw blood from patients, quote unquote patients, at Napa State Hospital every two or so days, you know, like whatever, a pint of blood. I don't know how much it was exactly. Yeah, they're using special spectrum analysis technology to check for maladies in your blood because your blood condition really can change every 54 hours when all you can do is pace the halls, pretty much go completely insane and eat their food at the cafeteria, which is actually very high quality food because the vampires want your blood metabolized as healthy as possible, even with things like free range chicken. They want the highest quality blood. I'll give more details later about how some nigger tried to murder me at Napa State Hospital, who was probably all hopped up on human blood. He hit me like three times in under one half of a second, literally faster than anything Roy Jones Jr. ever clocked, faster than Michael Jai White that I've ever seen in his choreographed things. Literally touched me up pretty bad in under a half second, and had me in a rear naked choke in under 1.5 seconds with intent to murder. After I think the people there arranged it for him to murder me. I give the full story about how he was washing his ass in the communal sink for like 5 hours, and the orderlies wouldn't even pop their head in to just say stop it, or we'll call in the team. So yeah, this is going to be a long and detailed legal motion against the LGBTQ community. The biggest LGBTQ lawsuit in history is prosecution against them for their utter contamination of society and attempt to murder normal, sane, healthy, heterosexual men, and yes, feed human blood to vampires via utterly unheard of scandalous defamation that people who are quote unquote homophobic are somehow quote unquote bigots because they do not want to involve themselves in vile corruption, including HIV, AIDS, and all the associated political and economic corruption, which has led the United States economy like more than $20 trillion into national debt. So this concludes audio MP3-1 of the LGBTQ lawsuit. And stay tuned and check back to this page. It's going to be the biggest LGBTQ lawsuit in history. You can bet on it.